Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for taking part of your Thursday to hang out with us. We hope that these few minutes offer encouragement for your day. And hey, I want to invite you to join us this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at the Bowl at Sugar Hill for our special Celebrate Sugar Hill service. And so it's going to be a great morning, and we can't wait to see you. Well, it's so interesting. The Bible has a lot to say about faith. And in Luke chapter 18, there's a question about it. Here's what Luke 18 verse 8 says. It says, "When the Son of Man returns," talking about Jesus, "how many will he find on the earth who have faith?" That's a great question. I don't know if you know someone of great faith, but honestly, it seems like everywhere you look, faith is getting harder to come by and harder to find. Faith, for a lot of people, is being replaced by self-reliance and even self-centeredness. So this question is a great question. How many people of faith will he find? In fact, this question reminds us that God is looking for people of great faith. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord search back and forth across the whole earth, looking for people whose hearts are perfect toward him, so that he can show his great power in helping them." See, this verse reminds us that one of the reasons why God is looking for people of faith, why he's looking for faithful people, is because he wants to bless them. He wants to show his love through his great power. And so it's this reminder that when our faith and the faithfulness of God intersect, we end up seeing the blessing of God in our lives. Here's what Jesus says in Matthew 9, verse 29. He says, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And so today, I want to encourage you that God has blessings that he wants to release into your life. When he looks at your family, and he looks at your career, and he looks at your health, and your finances, and your relationship, these are all things that he cares about. And sometimes when we think about the blessings, they don't actually look like we expect them to. But the truth is that God is working it out in our lives even when we don't see it and even as it's not expected. And he does it according to the level of our faith. And so if we have great faith, we end up seeing great blessing. If we have little faith, we end up seeing little blessing. But if we have no faith, then we don't see the blessing of God at all in our lives. And so I want to encourage you today, don't be like people that don't have faith. Sadly, it seems like faithful people who trust God and live for him every single day are getting harder to find. Proverbs 20, verse 6 says it this way. It says, "Everyone talks about how loyal and faithful he is, but just try to find someone who really is." It's this reminder that a lot of people talk the talk, but when God looks down, he's looking for people that will walk it out. Ever since the fall, ever since sin entered into the world with Adam and Eve, there's been this disconnect from faithfulness. None of us can do it all the time. None of us can live it out all the time. But faith is a key part of walking with him every day. It's this reminder that the greater our faith, the more victory we end up walking in every single day. I'll close with this verse from 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, "Every child of God can defeat the world, and our faith is what gives us this victory." And so today, I want to encourage you, unlock the power of faith. Be a person that has faith in God and walks it out in a faithful way. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.